Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's check in with the twins. It's Twinning with Sissany.
It is February 11th, 2022. What up? It's Sissany, and welcome to another episode of Twinning with Sissany with myself and producer Erica. Hello.
Hello.
Super Bowl weekend.
It is Super Bowl weekend, and we did not do a show last week.
You know why? And I contemplated it, and I could have, but honestly, I couldn't have. It was
no.
Hell.
I was like, no, you could not have.
Last Friday was H-E-double-L hell. And I don't want to make this a third podcast talking about COVID, so we are going to keep it very short.
Mm-hmm.
Aza tested positive, Saveya tested positive, and Michael tested positive, and that Friday was positive day.
That Friday was when Michael like legitimately wasn't feeling well. Right?
Yes, he could not do anything. Which, and he's like a champion. Like, he is a fighter. He really never shows weakness and, you know, powers through in the toughest times, all of that. But he needed a day, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
So I was just on full duty that day. And I had to call Erica to come over and help me because I still had to, like, I had work to do and I couldn't. Couldn't just not do it, and I didn't want to drop the ball at work, and so I just had to power through.
You were just manning three children and your job.
Yeah, so. I should have taken a picture of that, because it was literally like holding Saveya, working on my computer, like yelling at the other kids.
Aza was like asleep in the bedroom for a long time. And
All the things. Yeah, but we were still separating the kids for a little bit, even though it like didn't matter anymore. But we were separating them because they were just get so hyper with each other. And Aza needed to rest. Like, she still had a fever. She's still like, right. So I wanted her resting, and she did. So she was still in the quarantine room, as we like to call it.
And you said that when I got there, like, oh, they're just separated, you know, to not get them riled up. And then I totally riled them up.
Well,
I let them be together. I was like, I get it.
Yes, I know. I'm like, you're one of those people that needs to learn from experience, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Just like me. So anyways, we got through it. Everyone's testing negative now, and
great.
Yeah. Life is back to normal, sort of speak.
They pretty much feel better. Everyone's feeling better.
Yeah. Everyone's feeling better. Saveya officially outgrew the snoo. So,
oh my gosh.
It's an end of an era for our handy dandy little snoo bassinet. She is sleeping in the twins' old round crib that Michael set up in our bedroom because mm-hmm. we weren't ready to put her in the nursery yet. We decided, well, he decided when all the COVID was happening.
Yes.
Because he was trying to separate himself and Saveya since they were the last two to test positive. I'm going to set this crib up. And he went up into the attic and grabbed it, which thank God we still had it, I guess, because I was going to sell them.
Yeah.
And now that it's all set up and cute in like the middle of in like the corner of our room, I don't hate it. And I also, this sounds crazy, I think I want to keep him. Like, keep probably at least one.
Like,
for
of
my
the cribs?
For like for my grandchildren.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, I know.
People do that. I don't know how trendy round cribs will be.
I think they're like classic.
Probably. But yeah, I mean, we're talking like 20 plus years.
30 probably, but yeah.
I know, with the way that people don't have kids as really anymore.
You know, it's crazy to think, but it could happen. I don't know.
Hey, do whatever makes you happy.
I was rocking Saveya to sleep the other night and staring at it, and I was like, I should keep this. I get rid of too much stuff. I'm kind of like I don't like clutter. I just out with the old, in with the new type of thing. And now I'm like really grateful that we had it because it came in handy.
Here's a question I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you actually thinking about keeping it?
No.
Should there be a fourth
no.
child?
No. We had such a tough night with Savea last night. I'm like, no.
You're like, absolutely not. Wait, why? She's not sleeping again?
So it's because, okay, so she's not in the snoo. So the snoo would, like, whenever she had a little ache or, like, uncomfortableness, it would just start rocking her, and then she'd go right back to sleep. And she sleeps fine. She has great naps, and the transition wasn't, like, terrible because we eased into it. Like, we did the snoo. What did we do? We did naps in the crib during the day and then snoo at night for, like, the last 3 weeks. And then she was just getting too big. Like, she was just like, she didn't need to be swaddled anymore. She didn't need to be like tied down anymore. And then once the baby started rolling over, it's just, you're not supposed to use the snoo anymore. And so that's what she's doing. So she's rolling over, which is great, but she doesn't really know how to roll back very quickly. So then once she's oversleeping on her stomach, she gets annoyed and then starts crying. And then we have to either pick her up. In addition, she's still very congested from COVID. Yeah. And so she's uncomfortable and she has a lot of boogers and like, and she's a baby, so she doesn't know how to deal with it. So there's that. So last night, there was a lot of back and forth frustration between Michael and I, taking turns, helping her, rocking her, putting her back to bed, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, things like that really make you, like, not want to have another kid. You're like...
I know, but I give you, like, 6 months, and you're going to forget about this night, and then...
I know. You forget. You miss the baby stage because it's just so cute. Like, she can't fit into this really cute... I think, actually, you gave her the outfit. Did you give her that snake outfit?
Yes.
Okay. She didn't fit into it anymore.
Snake outfit. Sounds really weird. Like, okay, Aunt Erica, but a pink snake skin print.
Yes. And it's like a little bodysuit. I know. We put it on her the other day. It's just like so tight on her little thighs and like left a mark.
This doesn't work anymore.
But it looks so cute on her. And so, yeah, like that stuff makes me sad. Like when she doesn't fit into her clothes anymore because, yeah, it's like, that's it. Like,
right.
I put it away or I donate it.
Right.
Yeah. No. We're done.
Okay. But in terms of the crib... Obviously, the crib's in your room.
There's a crib in my room and then the crib in the nursery. In the nursery, I use the word loosely because it is a shared room with Aza and Maxon.
Nursery. It is a children's bedroom.
It is a children's bedroom. It is a hostel for kids.
Kind of. So are you going to move her over there? Is she napping in there? Is anything happening?
All the questions. I have... The round crib just takes up too much space in our bedroom, if I'm being quite honest. It looks pretty for now, but it's not... a permanent solution. However, I think her sleeping in our bedroom might be a permanent solution for the foreseeable future. So that being said, the only reason we didn't bring the crib that's in the kids' room is because Michael couldn't fit it through the door. We'd have to take it off the door.
And it was kind of a quick
move. Yeah, and like he already built it. It's like a very nice, like we got it from, where did we get it from? Pottery Barn Kids, I believe.
I would say probably Pottery Barn.
And it's just like really good. You know, it's a good built crib, so it's like solid, and I don't want to take it apart. And I don't know. So yeah, he
but
either takes the doors.
Has she ever used it?
Yeah, she slept in it during the day, and
okay.
And now that the kids are going back to school next week, which by the way, they've been home since like mid January.
Yeah.
Now that they're gonna go back to school next week, we can maybe start having her take her naps in there during the day, and. And yeah, maybe we start putting there at night, but I don't know. Just right now, and when she's sick, I want her close to me.
Totally.
So that's where we're at. I mean, it's a lot, and the twins are not like a walk in the park to put to bed every night. You know, it's a struggle. They have their tantrums. They scream. They don't care about who's listening or who they might wake up. And
they come in and out of the room a million times.
Yeah, but they're getting better because she was napping in their room like a few times, and when they see the door shut, they come and ask me. They're like, Can I go in the room, or is Savea sleeping? And I was like, oh no, she's in my room. You can go in. So like they're getting it, so to speak. Cause there's been multiple times where yes, they just barged in there and turned the lights on, and I'm like, what are you doing?
It's funny though, because babies sleep through a lot. Right? Like,
yes. Not her.
Like, she was sleeping on last Friday in one of, she basically wanted to be held and was sleeping.
Well,
so like,
that's different. That's a sick baby. Savea is like the lightest sleeping baby I have ever experienced. The twins were not like this. The twins, you could go in and like rattle stuff and like, and I think part of it is like, I don't have enough sound machines for Savea. Like with the twins, I had three sound machines because that was a tip that someone told me. to drown out the noise in case one of them starts crying, the other one doesn't wake up. And I didn't do that. I haven't done that with Savea, really. Like, she
also, she's been in your room.
She's been in our room, and the Snoo has its own little, like, internal sound machine, like a whooshing sound. So that's all, like, she ever, like, really experienced. And then now that she's in the crib, I do have this, like, white noise sound machine that's usually, like, our travel sound machine that we bring. But I don't think it's enough. And so I think she needs more crap, and I hate it. I can't sleep with the sound in the room. So it's like she needs to get out.
So what do you think a timeline is for her to start sleeping in the other room? Like, in a month-ish?
Yeah. I mean, right now I don't see it because we're just so in it and she's not feeling good still. And
right.
And I think that. But yeah, I think in a month maybe. She's going to be 6 months old on the 17th.
I know.
Officially.
Looking at the date. Like,
they usually like say 4 months is like, they need to be out of the room in 4 months, but it's just a different scenario over here.
Yeah, you've got almost 4-year-olds running around, so yeah.
So
it's a little different.
Trust me, in this room that we do the podcast in, that I broadcast out of, is my guest room, and then the little sliver of a corner is my studio section. And I was in here for 2 weeks, and
yeah.
All I did was just look around and be like, how could I make this maybe Maxon's room? And have the girls share. And I mean, I think it's them two together. They rile each other up. They you know, it's like they're best friends. And imagine having a slumber party with your best friend every night.
At 4 years
At
old.
At 4 years old.
Or
like
three. Sorry. Let's not age them.
I have to discipline so constantly. And I don't want to like be that mother that's just always nagging at them, but I don't know what other way to do it. And then if they talk back, it's like, that's not okay.
No.
But they're getting snappy, and they're getting like, I'd be like, go to your room. And they'd be like, no. And I'm like, whoa.
You're like, hold on.
Yeah.
What?
So there's a lot happening. There's like,
I was thinking about, I don't know why the ribbon was introduced, but when I was over there last week and they started, they both had this like ribbon that was around something, and they were pulling at it so hard. And yeah. I was like, something bad is about to happen. And you just came over and you're like, no. And like took it from them.
I took it from them and I put it in the trash.
Yeah. And I just was thinking like, oh gosh, you really have to just stick to it when you're a mom.
I know. And that's the thing, but.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
You know, we have our moments. Not like I'm yelling all the time. We cuddle. No. We have snuggle sessions, and there's sweetness. But yeah, man, they get snappy. And then I'm just like, I'm not happy. I'm not raising brats. I'm not. And
no.
Like, so they're not going to get their way with me. And I know that, like, you know, our nanny can only do so much. And she's not going to, like, ever raise her voice to them. And she disciplines in a much, like, passive way. Yeah. And I see like that there's moments where they're rude to her, and especially because I've been here like these past few weeks and they haven't been going to school. So they've been spending much more time at home with her, and they'll say like, they'll just snap back or they'll yell at her like, leave me alone. I want to play with my toy. And I'm just like, oh no. And so I have to interrupt. I go and talk to Matt. I get on his level. We do not talk like that. We don't talk like that to anybody. We don't talk like that to our friends. We don't talk like that to our stuffed animals. We don't talk like that to anybody. Like, you know what I mean? So I just like trying to instill it. And it's a broken record with kids. Like, it's literally, you have to repeat yourself a million times because nothing. What did I say? What did I just say?
I don't know.
You did that on Friday, and I was like, oh.
I have to make them repeat it back to me because it's not sticking. And
I'm just like, because otherwise they're literally not paying attention to you at all.
They're not. And then Michael doesn't, and then sometimes my friends don't. And I'm like, nobody listens to me. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Like, oh, so frustrating. No, I'm not crying. I'm laughing.
Here's, okay, internally, so back to the bedroom thing. If you were to make this office, guest room, whatever, into a bedroom, like, where's your studio?
In here still, and I have to, he has to promise me he won't touch anything.
Oh, God.
I also plan to go back into the office, so I think
that's true.
The time in here has come, maybe, and this will just be, like, emergency, when needed, type of studio, and that would be that. But, you know, I thought that it would be too far away for my one of my kids to be over here.
Right. Because it's on the, it's kind of, your house is almost like a U shape.
Yes.
And so it would be the two ends of the U.
Exactly. Is that and so it seems like far, but for the sake of everyone sleeping well at night, I think it's a decent sacrifice. All of that is just like, yeah, my brain was just like going 100 miles per hour. I was like, what do I do? And then I was like, maybe I get one of those like loft beds. So then he still has like room under like play.
It's also fun. Kids love that stuff.
I know, but they're still a little young. They say you shouldn't do bunk beds for kids until they're 6 years old. They say.
Not going to work.
I know, but like I look at my kids and I'm like, I feel like they're fine. Like three or two, from two to three, I would have been like, hell no. But now that they're pushing four and then... like I trust them. And then like my sister has a bunk bed in the cabin in Lake Arrowhead and they sleep up there, but it's like a very protective bunk bed. It's like a princess castle bunk bed. So
like they're for sure not falling out.
Exactly.
Of it.
So like the top part is like a home. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's cute. But so that's like the only thing. And even so, they crawled down in the middle of the night and said they were scared and came in bed with us. So maybe they aren't ready.
What are you like noticing about them? Like you were just saying two to three, no, but sorry. Still got that.
We're
like,
just like
COVID congestion. Happening.
We got the hack.
Yeah. From three to my voice.
Here it goes again. What am I noticing differently from them? Like that like, 1 year, like how big of a difference is that?
Yeah. Like in them personally. And then also maybe even in their relationship.
I'm noticing that Aza really is exploring with her individuality and likes being alone and likes dressing up in her clothes and likes spending time in her closet and like picking out her dresses and like,
funny.
And she could do that for hours and she likes doing her hair and she likes looking in the mirror and brushing it and like all of that stuff, you know, and Maxine could care less. Like Maxine could wear pajamas for 4 days straight if I didn't force him.
But like Aza would be like, no, I want to get changed.
Literally, like I didn't, when we all had COVID, she yelled at me because she said she was dirty. She was like, mommy, I'm dirty. Can I take a shower? And I was like, I'm exhausted.
Oh my gosh. Also, like kids never want to bathe. So.
I know. She's very particular. Like we bathe often. So that's why it was very unusual that we hadn't showered in like 2 days or 3 days, however freaking long that was. And so, yeah, she literally, I was putting her to bed that night. She was like, you said that I was going to take a shower tonight and I'm dirty. I feel like a terrible mother. I'm so sorry, but like, I can't.
Tomorrow.
And then she woke up and that was the first thing she told Michael and Michael gave her a shower like in the morning. Like she woke up and did not forget about it. She woke up and she's like, daddy, I need to take a shower. Like she's like, enough is enough. You
she's
guys.
Like, I didn't sleep last night.
They're like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, or they were like accused of not bathing their children.
Oh yeah.
But no. So yeah, we're all, you know, getting to we're starting to see the light over here. Things are getting better.
Things are so
we're bathing
better.
Regularly now, you know?
That's a huge adjustment.
Huge adjustment, I know. But the attitudes are there. And I feel like, you know, Maxon gets really snappy too. He has his moments where, like I said, like he told our nanny yesterday, he was like, leave me alone. Like, so nasty sounding. I was like, where's my baby boy? No. Just not
it's
okay.
So, do you think it's because he's so, like, they definitely see her as family. Like, I don't even know if they know the difference, right?
Right.
Like, do you think that's why he's willing to get snappy with her?
No, because I think he knows that he can push it more with her. Oh. He doesn't talk to me that way because I won't allow it. And he talks to Aza that way because they're brother and sister. And it's like, there's right. only so much I can referee between the two of them. So yeah. it's like, you know, but, you know, if it gets really nasty between them, yes, we do the whole like apologize or they get punished. You go to your room for 5 minutes.
Right.
And this, that. But I think for the most part, we're more lenient parents than we are strict parents. So this
which I didn't expect from you.
This type of behavior slips through the cracks because we just let it go sometimes. You know, it's like there's
right.
like, and so I think that's where the disconnect happens. And then that's where he thinks he can talk to adults that way or have his way or react by disagreeing with us and saying no or like in a nasty way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Why does it surprise you?
Because
I'm a psycho.
You are so what? No, you're like you're such a great like person and friend and everything.
Uh-oh.
But like in work wise, you're very like organized, I guess. Like you're really strict with yourself.
I'm very type A, especially yes. when it comes to work. And
yeah, but maybe as like, you know, with like friends and stuff, you're always like, no, don't go home. No, stay here. So like mm-hmm. you are like lenient, I guess, in that way. But I expected you with your kids to be more type A.
And I am in some cases, like, you know, Aza will never leave the house without her hair done. Like, I just, you okay. know, there's some parents that like will go to the grocery store with their kids, hair's a mess, in pajamas. That's not me.
That's not your style.
And more power to you. I don't, you know, it's fine. That's not me. My kids are always going to be like just looking presentable, I guess, if that's the case.
So funny.
I don't know. I was taught that way, I guess. Actually, no, I was not taught that way. I was very tomboyish when I was a kid. But I think and maybe that's why, like, I look back at all these, like, photos of me, and I was like, oh, my God. did anybody brush my hair?
Totally.
So, I mean, when we're at home, it's a different story. Aza's hair is, like, all over the place all the time. But it's like, when we leave the house, and even when she was a baby, like, we didn't leave the house without a bow on. Like, it's just, these are little type A things of me that, you know, it is what it is.
Same with Savannah now, right? You always have like a bow or something when you leave.
Yeah, same with Savea. Yeah. And it's just like I'm type A when it comes to planning and like we're going on a camping trip in June and I'm already like I already have the camping list and I'm already
sorry.
Like checking
you're going
stuff.
Camping with
oh,
all the
yeah.
kids?
It's happening. Mm-hmm. We've become
is
that
this
family.
With other family members or is
my
this
brother?
Just a... Okay.
My brother and his son. So he has three boys. The older one is going to be off to college. So he's like,
yes.
bye, family. The middle one will be 16 and is also like by family. Okay. So he's bringing the 10-year-old who's actually will be 11 by the time we go. And,
that's a great age. I feel like to go camping.
Yeah. And he's great. And so it's just them two. And he's been asking me to go camping for forever. But I think like when he kind of got into it, I was pregnant with the twins and then I had the twins and I was like, I ain't camping with babies. Like,
right.
No. But
no, you will be.
But I will be now. But it's just one baby, so I feel like it's right. a little bit easier. And it's just three nights, and we're renting an RV.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm
not sleeping in the...
He is. He's doing like a tent.
Okay.
But I was like, I will not. So I'm doing RV, and we rented it already, and we'll sleep in there, basically.
So yes, you have this planned out for June.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm excited. But yeah, but like that type of stuff. Like I'm already like researching infant bike seats. Like to attach to my bike so that Savea can ride with me.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I'm deep into that research. Probably like 2 or 3 weeks of just
you own a bike?
I do. It's a beach cruiser.
You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. You know, we don't ride it much here in the city life. But
maybe if you had an infant bike seat,
you know,
ride it to breakfast.
I thought that when I got the trailer for the twins when they were babies.
You have a bike trailer?
We sure do. We have a bike trailer because when we had the twins, we were like, do we get the bike seats and we put each of them on like a bike of ours and then we ride? Or we were like, this bike trailer looks really cool. And then I actually tried it, and that shit's heavy. It's like you're lugging 70-something pounds. Like, the bike trailer's probably, like, 25 pounds. And then each kid, well, they were smaller then. So So Michael was always the tower of the kids, which he still would be in this case, and I will have Savea on my bike. My brother said we need to bring bikes. I don't know. He was like, that's a better way to get around the campsites and stuff. And I'm like, well, should I get the kids little bikes like with training wheels and then they can ride? And he was like, they're not going to be able to keep up. He's like, just get one of these bike trailers. I was like, well, I have one of those. He's like, great, bring it. I was like,
hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's heavy.
Like, they're large now.
They're large humans.
They're full humans now.
I picked up Aza yesterday and I swear to my God, it like cracked my back. I was like, whoa. Because I was just holding Savea and then I switched and I picked her up and I was like, whoa.
And like height wise, they're like half your size now.
I haven't measured them in a long time, but yeah, I mean, I'm 60 inches. They're well, they're, what were they, what do they have to be to ride Radiator Springs?
Oh,
36 inches, maybe 32.
No way they're that large.
Find out the height requirement for that ride, because they were right at the line, and so that's how tall they are.
3'4".
What does 3'4" mean? 3 feet, four
three
inches.
3 feet and 4 inches.
So what's 3 feet? 36? 40
so
inches?
40 inches?
They're 40 inches? I am shooketh to the core.
Well, they were also wearing shoes.
Okay, fine. So they're 39 inches.
Oh my God.
My gosh. I'm only a foot and a half taller than them.
Like in like 3 years.
They're three.
Not 3 years. Wow, this has really blown my mind.
You know, it's part of life.
It is part of life. But yes, they're getting big. So
they're getting big. You know, speaking of planning, this is going to blow your mind. I don't even think I've told you this. I started planning Savea's first birthday party.
As we were just saying that she's 6 months old.
Yes.
Is it going to be like a rager or?
I don't know that I want to share the theme yet because it's so cute that.
Okay.
I might want to hold on to that a little bit longer until I really know if it's happening.
Yes.
But yeah, daytime rager.
Yeah, like the twins' first birthday was like a big party.
It was a big party. I started working on the guest list, and right now I'm at 120 people.
I'm sorry. What?
Look.
How many people did you invite to the twins' first birthday?
It was about 100. And I want to say maybe 80 showed up.
Oh, 120?
So we're at 120. Now, granted, this is a very rough list because
right.
Who knows where we're going to be at in August. Maybe, God forbid, we're in a lockdown. I don't want that, but I'm just like, who knows, right? And or like, maybe there's restrictions and blah, blah, blah. So in theory, I'm thinking outdoor in the middle of August should be fair game for a large gathering.
Totally. It'll be hot, but totally.
Yeah, it'll be hot. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning. And it's 90 adults and 30 kids.
Sorry, my neighbor was just clapping very loudly.
Oh, I didn't hear.
I could hear it. Okay, you have 30 kids in your life now? I guess.
I really
nephews,
do.
Friends, all, a bunch of your friends have kids now?
Yeah, I mean, just like cousins, nieces and cousins alone,
cousins.
Like they're 8. I mean, the older ones are older. I kind of like fact. So there's probably like 20 like young kids and 10 teens.
Okay, that makes sense.
So yeah, a lot of my friends have 2 or 3 kids.
But also 90 adults.
I know.
I mean, I guess like to me, I'm like, I couldn't put 90 adults on a list. And I'm like, for sure. Like if I was getting married right now, it would be well over 90.
Our family alone, it's like parents, brothers, cousins, first cousins. Kind of stop there, and aunts and uncles were 40. Like our core, like if we were gonna like have a Thanksgiving, it's 40.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's just we're big. We're a big family.
You are.
It doesn't shock me. Like I grew up with this. Like my parents always threw, I guess, ragers when I was a child, and it was very normal.
I have literally six cousins.
That's a lot.
Six cousins?
I think so. I have, well, I have like six on each side. Maybe yeah, eight on each side.
And that's total for me.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, are you like fully planned for it? Like, are you like ready to...
The Pinterest board is made.
Okay.
And I am hiring my good friend Marjorie, who helped me with my baby shower.
Yeah, okay.
So that's just going to take off a little bit of the stress, I think, from doing everything. Because I did the twins by myself, and it was a lot.
Yeah.
So we're in the very, very preliminary stages of it. We're going to meet next week and see. Oh, Valentine's Day is on Monday.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
I know. I got all the kids' stuff. Here's my type A personality.
Yes.
I got all the kids' stuff a month ago because I knew it was going to sell out, and I knew I was going to wait till the last minute.
I was going to say, good, because our coworker, Patty, just posted everything is sold out for Valentine's Day.
What a bummer.
I know.
And it's like, and then it's the first time that Aza and Max are exchanging little cards at school. So I really wanted to make sure that like I got cute ones for them. So yeah, I ordered everything on Target, but like a month ago.
What did they got? What are they?
Honestly, I freaking forgot. I think Maxon, I did Batman.
Cute.
And then Aza has some sort of princess, maybe.
Adorable.
Oh, I think I got her Encanto.
Oh, cute.
I think so. And then I'm going to scotch tape little candies there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're allowed to bring candy.
They're allowed to be, yeah. So I asked the teacher, and she was like, they can do candies. They're just not going to eat them in class. And I was like, okay. And it was funny because I was picking everything out. You know, like everything's like so touchy at school when you bring food or candies. You're just like, who's allergic to what? So I was going to do lollipops because they were so cute. But then I was like, this stick could be a hazard. Yeah, I was like, what if, like, God forbid, the kid chokes on a stick and it's my fault. It was the lollipop that I brought. So I was like, forget it. I just did like... chocolates, like little chocolates in a wrapper. It seems safe.
Keep it safe. Keep it easy. Do you remember like growing up, you'd make like the mailbox in class?
Yes. I think they'll do that.
So cute. Yeah. Oh, I miss that.
I think they'll do that. And then they said not to address them to anybody. You just write from Aza or from Maxon because they just are going to just give them to everybody.
Oh, yeah. And you like have to put them in everyone's bag.
Right.
Yeah. Which is fine.
It's so funny. Don't you remember doing that when you were a kid and you, because you had to give it to everybody in the class, you would, the ones that you did want to give them to, like your crush, like you would pick the best one, like the best one out of the stack, or like give them like the biggest sticker.
My best friends, I'd be like, I know they like this character.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like you still favored your friends 100%. Even though you weren't supposed to. It's crazy that you get to relive all this stuff with kids. It's kind of fun. Like, I love being this hands-on because my parents weren't. I had to remind them of.
You had to be like, hello, I need Valentine's.
Or like, I'd be like, Mom, can I have $5? I can go to Rite Aid. And I would walk there at 7-8 years old and buy my own. Like,
it's different times.
I was very independent at a very young age. My parents were just working all the time and they didn't. No, any different. Like, I think that, like, in their heads, they started doing very adult type things at an early age because they had to, like, provide for their families. And they started working so young. And so having us be out in the streets, essentially, that sounds worse than it is. It wasn't a big issue as long as we were home before dark.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. What are you guys doing at home for Valentine's Day? Anything?
Well, it's like a work day, so I think, and the kids are going to go back to school, so I'm going to let them, I'm not going to give them anything until they come home, and maybe at dinner time, I'll give them their little baggies. I got them just cute little Valentine's stuff.
And you and Michael, I assume, are not doing anything big for Valentine's Day because...
No.
You're doing something else.
So, about 2 weeks ago... Because I'm season ticket holder for the Chargers, they sent out an email and said, hey, if you want to enter the lottery to purchase Super Bowl tickets at cost, essentially. It's a very, very low rate from what compared to what
like
they're being
much
sold.
Much lower than the things you're hearing on the news.
Face value.
Essentially.
Yeah. Like face value for the tickets, essentially. Then enter yourself into the lottery. We'll announce the winner on February 4th. Well, February 4th came and went and didn't hear much. And so I figured I didn't win the lottery. So yesterday, I get an email. Congratulations, you won the lottery. And I was like, for the opportunity to purchase tickets for the Super Bowl.
Right.
And Michael and I's world got turned upside down because we were not expecting this. And we were like, holy mother, should we do it? And we thought about it for... And so, by the way, we had to buy the tickets by 2 p.m. yesterday.
And what time did you get the email?
So the email came in at 9:30, but I didn't check it until I... Because it was sent to my personal account, and I didn't check it until probably noon.
Okay.
12:30 maybe. So now it was like 2 o'clock. And mind you, I had meetings. Like we were working. Like Michael and I were both in like meetings. And so him and I only had like 10 minutes to talk and like decide if we were going to go. So we did. So we bought the tickets at 1:47 p.m. And now we're going to the Super Bowl, which I'm very excited about. And yeah, and I mean, it's like at the end of the day, like I am a huge sports fan. We both are. I love football. I love LA, and I love that it's at SoFi Stadium. It's like this is just kind of like I don't know when the next time it's going to be in LA, and let alone an LA team and this halftime show. Like 50% of me, I would say 80% of me is because doing this for Snoop and Dr. Dre and Eminem and Mary J.
100%. If anyone should be at this halftime show, it's you.
Oh, that is a dream come true in itself. So, and you know, it's going to be like, it's going to be great being there. Like, I'm so excited for that energy and like, witnessed that. Like, all of that's going to be awesome. But you know that like, I ain't going to see crap. Like, it's going to be like.
Of the halftime show?
I mean, my seats are good. Like, they're honestly we're in the 200 level, so we're just right above where our actual usually our season tickets are. But we're in like the other side of the stadium, and I don't know what side of the stage it's going to be on, like where it's going to face.
Sometimes it's in the center.
Maybe it's in this. Maybe they do a circular stage. Like who knows what they do, right? Either way, the whole what is it called? The Oculus, I think, is what they're.
Oh yes. Oh, it'll be playing. It'll be showing.
It'll be showing. Like so, we'll see it, and the audio will be live, but you know that it's going to be so small. Like I just sometimes it's better to
you
watch
can
it on
go
TV.
Home and watch it on TV. I know. And like relive it, which will be cool.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're leaving.
My question:
What
are you going to wear? Because you're a Chargers fan.
I know. I thought about this, so I think the Rams are wearing their white jerseys.
Okay.
Because even though we're playing in LA, it is not a Rams home game. Believe it or not.
It's technically a Bengals home game?
It's technically a Bengals home game because the divisions switch back and forth each year. And so it's not...
What is the home game thing? It's just the color of their jersey, right?
It's just that they get... there's a few other things, and I don't know the hoopla of it. But yes, one of them is they get to choose their uniforms. They have first dibs on what uniform. Okay. So this is funny. The Rams or the Bengals chose their all black jerseys.
Okay.
Bengals. It's going to be 90 degrees on Sunday. Do you guys realize that? I mean, it is a closed, there's a roof over SoFi.
But it feels outdoors.
Yeah, it's an atrium essentially because it's all open air on the sides, but just the roof covers the top of the field. But yes. So there's that. So the Rams are wearing their white jerseys with the blue numbers and the blue.
Okay.
Everything royal blue. So I have a white tank top that is like a go-to maybe, and I'm just going to do jeans. And then I ordered a blue, like a Rams color blue shirt from Amazon. It gets here today.
And it's not a Rams shirt.
No, it's not a Rams shirt. It's just the color blue.
Yeah, okay.
And then part of me was like, I kind of want to wear my Dodgers hat because it's like the royal blue and it says L.A.,
it's very.
But I'm like,
so you're not going to lean into the Chargers, but you might go Dodgers.
But is that choogy? Like, is that like wearing a baseball cap to a football game? Just something about that irks me. Almost the same way when people wear different jerseys to a game. Like, it'd be like me wearing a Charger jersey to the game on Sunday. I'm like, no.
I think a lot of people do that, though.
No, I know
like,
a lot of people.
Especially at the Super Bowl, where it's like, this is the only time I'll ever go to the Super Bowl. It's not my team anyway, so I'm just going to wear my team's jersey.
I know. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's not for me. I can't.
I think you could do the Dodger hat, though. If you went with the white top, you could do the Dodger hat.
That's why I thought, like, I'm like, this is kind of cute because it's just like that. And it's going to be so hot and we're getting there so early. To try to experience like the most of whatever the hell they have set up. Like we don't know.
They're not tailgating for it.
There's no tailgating, and all the parking lots surrounding SoFi Stadium are shut down. They're essentially being used for, I don't know, whatever the hell they're using it for. Activation,
like a security thing.
Probably that too.
Okay.
So we found parking off site, obviously, through this app called ParkWiz, and it shows you sites of people that are selling parking on their property.
Interesting.
So we're parking at I don't want to say where, but we're basically parking very close and
nearby.
And it was a decent, fair price. And so I was like, all right. It's like a 7-minute walk to the stadium at that point.
It is going to be really hot, but amazing.
I know it is.
The fact that we're talking about a heat wave in February, by the way, is really silly.
And it is silly because you know what? Monday it drops 20 degrees. So it's just a weird, it's like a crazy, and I'm not a meteorologist, but something with the high pressure and the low pressure and the burr, 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 burr. So here we are.
And then Tuesday it's maybe going to rain.
Yeah, exactly. So go Rams.
Same.
But yeah, I'm excited. This is like, I didn't know when I would go to a Super Bowl. I thought for sure it would be like to see the Chargers, and that may never happen. So I'm taking full advantage that it's here in LA and F it. YOLO. It was a very YOLO moment for Michael and I. We're like, we're going to do it.
I support it. I think it's a great call. And like, yes, you are the person in my life, you and like my brother. I'm like, got to go to a Super Bowl at some point.
For sure. So we have a few questions from you guys.
This person's full name wasn't on their Instagram, but LG was just, this is more of a comment about Max and grinding his teeth. She said, my 3-year-old also grinds his teeth. His dentist said it's normal at this age, but to keep an eye on it, especially as his adult teeth come in, it's also hereditary. Do you or Michael grind your teeth?
1000%. I do.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Same. So, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
He gets it from you.
His grinding is like, it sounds like broken glass.
But like, so does ours probably.
I guess I don't know.
You don't sit and listen to yourself grind your teeth. So, yikes. Lisa asked, "Is Savea drinking formula now?
Yeah.
Because her granddaughter is not taking to the bottle."
Oh no. Yeah, she's drinking formula now. We ended my breast milk journey.
It's all gone, right?
It's all gone. I know. Sad. Which actually, we ended the breast milk journey literally right before she got COVID. So I was like, oh, I feel like the breast milk probably would have helped her recover quicker because it would have had some antibodies in there, but I don't know. Yeah, she's on formula. She's happy. We're doing the same one we did with Savea and Maxon, with Aza and Maxon.
I didn't even think anything of that.
It's the Enfamil Gentle Ease. Neuro something or other, but basically the one that's, it's like a purple container and it says Gentle Ease. And it's good with like gas and colickiness and all that stuff. And they never had a reaction to it. So we're like, let's just, if it's not broke, don't fix it type of thing. And she's doing pretty well. She's graduated to the size 3 nipples on the Dr. Brown bottles.
Ooh.
So she's got more flow going in her mouth when she sucks on the teat. Anyways,
always. Well, the next question was, which formula did you decide on? So great.
There we go.
Answering that. And then Elvia said, what kind of high chair is Savea in when she's sitting at the counter? You posted a picture of her sitting at the counter with the twins.
Yeah, we had these for the twins. And so I one of the things I kept. And it's called the Inglesina Fast Table Chair. Inglesina, Inglesina Fast Table Chair. And it just snaps. It kind of just like twists onto any sort of hard table surface. Like we have it at our island. And and it just kind of like screws in. Not with actual screws, but like pressureness.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say? It's like a suction cup type of rubberiness, like more pressure.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's not her main one though. So that's just, we just kind of have that there. And when she wants to hang out and like we're doing dishes and she wants to just be in the kitchen with us. I do have a high chair for her. And we're going to bring that down this week, I think.
I was going to say, she doesn't use it yet, right?
Not really. But, you know, I might, It's nice because it doesn't take up space. So like this is like we could feed her there and maybe not do the high chair. But it is kind of an awkward for us. Like it's better to sit in front of her when we're feeding her. And so you have to sit to the side if
you're
doing this.
At some point you want her at like the dinner table.
I think so
right?
too. I think like once we're all eating dinner, it's like she's all over by the island. It's like not.
Savea's over there if you need her.
Right. Unless we put all three kids over there, which I'm not opposed. I make the kids eat at the island when we have spaghetti because I don't trust them not spilling on my white carpet. Yeah, which I know I'm an idiot. And why did I do a white rug under our dining table? But you know what? I like a challenge.
Yes.
It's a ruggable. Like, you can wash it.
Your curtains behind them have food splattered on it. Like it is what it is.
I know. We're good.
Last question. Erica with a K.
Oh, is this you asking for a friend?
It's not me, I promise, because I have no use for this at this time. But what is the baby rocker that you use? Like the automated one that makes them feel like they're being rocked?
Oh, that is the Four Moms Mamaroo.
Yes.
She doesn't ever use that anymore either. Man.
Yeah. She's too big for it, right?
Yeah, but also like it's boring for her now, I think.
Oh, she's like, more stimulation, please.
Yeah, I think so. Like if she's going to nap, she's going to go nap in her crib. Like she's not napping in there anymore. I mean, honestly, we haven't tried. That's one thing that's got to go.
Wow.
Or maybe I save it for 30 years. I don't know.
Maybe you save. No. Something automated like that, no good in 30 years. But like, you know, maybe you save it for like 3 years.
Girl. 3 years? I'll be 41. I don't even want to say it out loud. Cut that out. I'm just kidding. You can leave it in. I'll be 38 this March. So in 3 years... Mm-hmm. No effing way. If we're doing this, we're doing it now. And I don't see that happening.
You're not doing it now.
We're not doing it now. I'm on my period right now. There's no way. Right. Which, by the way, maybe we can discuss this further. Or maybe if you're a mom, you can tell me. What? What is that face?
Oh, I thought you were going to say your period is all messed up from COVID.
Why is my period messed up from COVID?
Mine was.
Describe messed up.
A whole week early.
Huh.
And this is common. People have said it either is like super early or super late or
mine's
super
like
crampy.
5 days early. So I guess a whole week.
Like kind of weird.
But it's been so irregular for me lately because the IUD is still like adjusting to my body.
But what were you going to say?
It hasn't been
moms?
A walk in the park. Oh, well, I was going to bring this up and maybe it is COVID related too. But I got the gnarliest bloody nose yesterday. Like faucet blood pouring out of my nose when I woke up in the morning. Like when I was pregnant, remember I was pregnant, I'll get bloody noses all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't control it. I almost didn't know if I can go on the air. Like I was like, it wasn't stopping. And I was like sitting here in this chair, like with my nose back, like just like for 20 minutes, like, please just stop. And finally, like I could feel like that it was retracting essentially.
Ugh.
Yeah, awful. And I was just drinking water, trying to wash it down. Anyways, I was telling our nanny when I came out, I was like, maybe I'm going to start my period. Started my period yesterday afternoon. So I was like, I don't know why I made that connection or why that makes sense. But I like was like, there was no other explanation as to why I was having a bloody nose. Like, maybe it's like the heat. I don't know.
I don't know. That's so insane.
I'm like, is this a side effect of the IUD is my question.
Right. If anyone has like is listening to this and is like, you idiots, this is why, please DM Sisney.
I'm sure they say that multiple times throughout the podcast. But
that's true.
I feel like there's no, because that one would sound really stupid, but your period blood comes from your uterus. So like, how the hell could it go all the way, shoot up all the way to your freaking nose?
No, it would not be the same thing, but maybe it's like a weird hormonal thing. I don't know.
No, you make a lot more sense than I just did. So
it may be hormonal, but I'm promising you there's no way it was your period coming out of your nose.
Oh shoot, you know what I was gonna tell you and I totally forgot. I wanted to record today's podcast so that we could post it on social. Okay, next one, guys. On that note, I swear we'll plan. Fun times. Okay. Wow, we went long today. I hope you enjoyed that.
We were gone for a week.
Yeah. We'll be back. I'll have stories from this Sunday, and we'll catch up next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.